And now it's time to get over here to Jane, who's calling us from Burlington.
Hello, Dr. Wright.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes, I just wondered if I could get any information from you. A couple of weeks ago, I had a bit of an incident, and they did an electrocardiogram, and it showed a left branch bundle blockage, which was something new on my electrocardiogram. And so they want me to see a cardiologist and have an echocardiogram done as well. I just wondered if you could give me any information on that or if you had any suggestions.
I don't know of any, ma'am. There are quite a number of natural things that can be done for rhythm disturbances. Now, what's important to know here is what's causing the bundle branch block. With rhythm disturbances, right, it's frequently mineral deficiencies or sometimes the nutrient, the amino acid taurine, which regulates electrical activity in the brain and in the heart, as well as all around the body. Sometimes those can help. With actual block, I'm not sure quite yet what's meant by that. Did the blood flow to there maybe fail? Could it have something to do with minerals after all? I can't say, ma'am. It's not something that's come up much in natural medicine.
Okay, I just was curious. I've had palpitations for years, and sometimes they're worse than others. But and I do see one of your doctors in Tukwila, but haven't talked with her yet. But I just wondered if there was anything otherwise I should.
Well, there's something you. Let's just take the circumstances, a circumstance of if it were me. And I'm still working on a diagnosis. I'm going to go to see a real expert in this kind of stuff. And look, I'll actually ask a conventional medicine doc anytime for as much as he or she knows. I'm always looking for opinions. Because it can help lead me to a solution once we find out what the cause is. Or if we don't know a cause, okay, we can still keep looking. But anyway, if it were me, I would go down to my natural food store or the Toma dispensary or your local compounding pharmacy and get some taurine. Now, why would I do that? Number one, totally safe. It's an amino acid. We've never had a reported death by overdose. I suppose one could take too much and get sick to their stomach, but that's another story. And taurine, as I mentioned, has been found to regulate the electrical activity in both the brain and the heart, as well as in the nerves around the body. But there's more taurine in those two locations per amount of tissue than anywhere else. Now, the reason I do that is not only the safety, but guess what? I'm old enough, I can use all the brain cells I can get. And taurine has, and taurine has been found to get us to grow new brain cells in the part of the brain that aids memory. It's called the hippocampus. And why anybody would name that horse field, you know, hippocampus is the Latin for horse field. Why anybody would name that part of the brain a horse field, I have no clue. But it has been found that that area of the brain is where a lot of memory is expressed. So me, I'd go take some taurine and help it, and hope it would help my heart while I was waiting on a diagnosis or a different opinion, probably a couple grams a day. And I would know it grows me new brain cells, so I wouldn't feel bad.
Okay. That's taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's what I thought you were saying. Okay. The other thing was I've just had a lot of fatigue lately, and I've had some problems with that too, but the last few months it seems like it's been even worse, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. But I was just
hard to say, ma'am, but if the body needs something and it's not getting it, it's getting fatigued, it really could be that that something or some things, actually, that are missing have to do with the problem that's going on at the same time. That's the thing about natural medicine. Anything that nature needs to keep us healthy, when it's missing, it usually doesn't want it more than one bad thing. So sometimes we can come up with a single remedy that helps with a lot of what the problems are, not just one of them.
Right, okay. All right, well, thank you. I appreciate that. And then I had a question for a friend, if that's okay. She hurt her hand, she had some arthritis and hurt her hand doing some lawn mowing at our church camp and, you know, was just raising the blade up and down because the lawn was bad and rocky. And now her hand has been, for about 6 to 8 weeks, just really painful. And she's been to her doctor and been to a specialist and was in a sling for a bit and was on some steroids for a while. But I just wonder if there was anything natural that could help her, because she's still in a lot of pain.
That's something that either I or another natural medicine doctor would need to take a look at to see where the pain is, what's happening, and so forth. But I can tell you one thing she should consider doing that's got nothing to do with the hand pain, but it's got to do with those blinking steroids. Now, those are unnatural steroids. They like to call them steroids because it sounds like it's something that's made in the human body. But those are patented unnatural steroids, and they suppress the immune system. And I did yell that on purpose. They suppress the immune system while they're in there suppressing the inflammation that gives people pain. And it's very well researched, but just not paid any attention to, even in conventional medicine, that vitamin A will offset a lot of the suppression of the immune system that's caused by unnatural steroids. And I'm not kidding you, 20 or 30 years ago, a conventional medicine doctor who was wanting to know what could be done to prevent stress ulceration in people who were admitted to the intensive care unit, he just had half the people given vitamin A before they went in, and what do you know, the other half not, and the ones who took the vitamin A had many, many fewer stress ulcers than the ones who didn't. And here's another one. Surgeons were noticing that if people are taking unnatural steroids, which is what they are, that they didn't heal up as well after surgery. Okay, so some bright surgeon gets the same idea, and he says, okay, half the people are going to get this kind of surgery. It's the same kind of surgery, a routine surgery, and they're going to get a placebo, and the other half are going to get vitamin A, and we're going to see what happens to these people who are taking these phony steroids, pseudosteroids, Decadron, prednisone, and so forth. And guess which group healed up normally after they were given the vitamin A? Yes, the vitamin A group, of course. And the placebo group? Nope. They healed as poorly as people usually do on steroids. So anyway, that's one thing a person can think of for themselves.
Okay, I take that myself. So how much would you suggest?
Well, I bet you don't plan to get pregnant anytime soon, ma'am. Is that right?
No, and she doesn't either.
There you go. Well, it's safe for any adult to take 50,000 units a day. The toxic upper limit is usually several hundred thousand units. And if you don't mind me asking, ma'am, and it may even be pertinent to the bundle blanche block you mentioned. How old are you, ma'am? I'm sorry to ask.
No, that's okay. I'm 73.
All right. Well, one of the many things that caught my attention that you said was, gee, I haven't been feeling quite as well for the last few months. And you know, when somebody comes in and that's part of what they say and they're in their 70s, I want to know how their digestion and assimilation is doing. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, there was a study from Mayo Clinic, no less, published by Dr. Van Zandt and her team. And what she found was that by the time we all get to be 60, half of us have digestion assimilation problems. Specifically, the stomach isn't making enough acid to fully break down the food anymore, and so we don't get all our nutrients in.
I've already had that done there.
Good. How's your tummy?
It was, the acid was low.
Oh, okay.
And so I am doing better, I think, with that.
Well, ma'am, what you might...
I was taking the BioGest, but I didn't know if I should take the betaine also, or in place of.
Well, if you've had the stomach test, please, please, please check with the doctor who is working with you on that, because if your stomach acid was significantly low, you're simply not going to get all the nutrients you should from your food without the betaine hydrochloride. But
okay.
And that may be why you're feeling down. And as I said, that might even have something to do with bundle branch block, although that one I have no research on. But
okay.
Feeling that, yeah, so check with your doctor who does natural medicine on that and its ramifications.
Okay. All right, I will do that. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I appreciate your program and all your knowledge.
Well, I know a whole lot about very little, ma'am. I couldn't tell you a word about math. You should have seen my math skills in school. Hoo-hoo. But I do know a whole lot about very little, yes.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Okay.